Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. Caution! Elmo and Big Bird can be harmful to your child's health. Recently, more than a million toys made in China by Mattel under the Fisher-Price label wound up being shipped to the United States. And despite a voluntary recall by the toy maker, more than 300,000 toys with toxic lead paint were put in the hands of American consumers. From children's jewelry to deadly dog food, a rising tide of unsafe products is making its way into the United States. Product Safety Director Don Mays of Consumers Union says a good deal of the problem is with the Consumer Product Safety Commission. That's the federal watchdog agency that's supposed to monitor product imports.
It's a very small agency with a staff of just over 400 and an annual budget of only about $63.5 million. They have enough staff, actually only 15 people, that are actually able to work the ports coming into this country. And so you find that they are not able to screen all of the products to make sure that they comply with our regulations. So they're a very underfunded, understaffed agency responsible for over 15,000 different types of products. They certainly can't catch it all. They need better funding and better staffing.
Now, as I understand it, when a whole bunch of popular toys, from Big Bird to Elmo, were in fact discovered to be coated with lead paint, the Consumer Product Safety Commission wasn't even in the position to issue a mandatory recall. What's going on here?
Well, actually, at the point of that recall, the Consumer Product Safety Commission was without a third commissioner, which is required for quorum. Quorum's required in order for them to operate business as usual, which would, in fact, give them mandatory recall authority. That situation has been temporarily remedied. It was just announced, a bill was just passed that has given restored full authority to the Consumer Product Safety Commission for the next 6 months. We worry that by the end of that 6 months, they still won't have that third commissioner in place, and we'll be back to where we were just last week.
Don, what's going on here? Why is it that the Consumer Product Safety Commission doesn't have a quorum? They have to have a special law passed, so they don't have a quorum.
Well, they actually advanced one candidate to become the chairman of the Consumer Product Safety Commission. The fellow, his name was Michael Baruti, and he was actually working for the National Association of Manufacturers. There were a lot of concerns about conflict of interest issues because he was, in fact, the head lobbyist for the Manufacturers Association. And in fact, he was going to receive a severance package once he left NAM to join the CPSC. And a lot of people cried foul, said, well, that's not really right. As a result, he actually withdrew his name. And since that time, the commission has been operating without any candidates to take the chair position.
So we have millions of items that come to the U.S. every day from overseas. How could the Consumer Product Safety Commission be strengthened to ensure the safety of what's become a massive amount of goods and products?
First of all, they have to be given more authority to take action and swift action when it's necessary. They need to change some of the laws and the statutes by which the Consumer Product Safety Commission operates. They need to give the CPSC more authority to take swifter action and make sure that they're not, throttled back by some of the regulations that are in place. One such act that we think that they should do is that currently the Consumer Product Safety Commission is not allowed to make public anything that is currently under investigation. So if they're, looking at a concern about lead on toys, nobody can discover that until it becomes totally public.
So wait a second. You're telling me that Consumer Product Safety Commission starts to investigate something, has probable cause, if you will, is not allowed to tell the public that there is a concern about a product?
That's exactly right. Not until their investigation is complete, and at which point they will take public action on it. If they, in fact, decide to do an investigation and do not take public action, there's really no way to find out what the concern was.
So there's no way for the public to even step forward to either corroborate or contest something like that?
That's exactly right. One of our concerns is when you looked at the problem with contaminated spinach last year, spinach contaminated with E. coli bacteria, the FDA made daily, sometimes twice a day, announcements about the situation, warning consumers about how widespread the problem was and what they should be doing. That was valuable information that probably prevented a lot of people from becoming seriously ill and perhaps even protecting some lives. The Consumer Product Safety Commission doesn't have the same authority to do that, and that is a serious problem because people, while they're doing their investigation, which of course does take some time, people are at risk.
Don Mays is Senior Director of the Product Safety and Technical Administration of Consumers Union. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
For more information about consumer product recalls, go to our website, loe.org.